Blog Talk Radio.
Well, mother is a message, got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Oh.
Alafia, greetings and welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omi Inka 7 here live, your advocate, the one you want, and your advisor, the one you certainly need. And I am your emperor. I am here to serve you whatever you need. And after all, today is Friday, so if you need anything special, just ask the emperor. How's everyone doing this evening? We're back. And we're at it again. I hope you enjoyed that sabbatical you had off yesterday. Omi gave you a little break so I can get a break. But, you know, I didn't get a chance to go to the gym and push those hips down like I wanted to. So guess what? We're going to dance it up today in the room, and I get a chance to come back and get my exercise. That's right. Got too busy yesterday. I was enjoying my sabbatical. I hope you were, too. We're back in this room again to discuss with you issues that should be near and dear to every African American. And first of all, let me let you know who our sponsorship is. We are underwritten by Project 2019, who encourages us to close the gap of disparity, of ignorance, and bringing closure to information so people are properly informed. That is our mission at Project 2019. However, the views and the position on issues in this classroom don't necessarily express those of Blog Talk or Project 2019. These are the views of Omi and the tribe. I want you to know that. However, I hope that every African American that is listening to the sound of my voice is somewhat, if not fully persuaded, that we ought to be having someone examine our plight because of our economic status, because of our ability to find employment or inability to find employment, and because of the status and the situation we found ourselves in, should be concerned enough to come in this room, ask the question, pose the solution, and get involved and put your two cents in. That's why I offer these classes, not so Omi can sit here and talk all day. Now, I was talking with our guest yesterday and explaining to him how necessary it was for him to come and give his input. He is very inundated with work and wants to support us and has agreed to come in next week instead of this week. However, our subject ends this week. We're still going to bring him in to talk about whatever he might choose to talk about to address the issues, even though we're going on to another topic. However, this is the 28th, and this will wrap up this weekend, and we will probably be going into the 1st of February. However, we will not be back here tomorrow. So tomorrow, basically over Sunday, the week ends. So I think we're scheduled to come in Monday, and if we can get him in here Monday to kind of tie it up. If not, Omi will tie it up on her own. However, we're not going to stop. I had agreed to bring this issue before the general public and to address it the best I know how. I have given my word and committed to doing this. Now, I am not the solution to reparation, and I am not the answer to all of the problems about reparation. I merely agreed to be the messenger to bring it forward. Don't get mad and don't kill the messenger. For those of you out there trying to think about how to get your hands on the Omi, and those of you out there figuring out trying to how you can dig ditches so the Omi can fall in it to shut her up, don't even try it. Don't think about it, because I am divinely protected. Divinely protected, ladies and gentlemen. I was born here with my ancestors surrounding me. I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. They call me Omi Inka 7. That's why I have ancestors following me, and they're just waiting to take me home. So don't forget that I am an ancestral child. So whatever wickedness that you thought about doing to me, don't do it. Don't even try it. Don't even think about how you can hurt me and my household. It won't go well with you. I beg you not to do this, because I guarantee you that the ancestors will go down to the 1,000th generation in your lineage and your household to see to it that you're properly chastised. I am no threat to anyone. I am not causing any harm to anyone. I have not come to do any injustice to anyone for the injustice done to me. I have not pulled my arms and my weapon out against you. I have not even gone to the ancestors on you. I have not even stood before my candles and prayed on you one time. But I guarantee you, if you mess with me and mine, I'm going down on my knees. And don't bother to see what's going to happen when I come up. Because when I go down on my knees on you and yours for what you try to do to me and mine, I only beg mercy on your soul. Because an innocent person who is a mouthpiece does not deserve to be challenged, to be threatened, and to be hunted. Because I have ancestors. And if you didn't know it, I'm a very spiritual person. And I've been called for this occasion. And I don't get on this air playing with you. When I come to do business. And even if I have to do it all by myself, I preach the message. I'm obedient to my higher self. My obedient ability has allowed my higher self to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So if my higher self is pleased with me, and if my higher self has paid homage, and if he has rewarded me, I need not look to you to sanction me or to come against me. This is just a little tidbit, just in case I haven't told you lately, that you're dealing with the emperor. An emperor does not choose herself. She is selected by the royal Oromala, Obatala, Shango, all of the deities called my name and told me this job could only be done by me. So like I said, I am your best friend and I am your world's worst enemy. You can choose for only to be your friend, to kick it and have fun with, or you can choose to try to do what you think you can do and end up asking Omi's forgiveness. Because I don't come to hurt nobody. If anything, I bring you good tidings and good news. I bring you love. And because I love you so much, I'm on this air every day that I can. I've only decided to take off in the last 2 weeks to get my affairs done. But because I love you so much as a people, I have vowed to have my voice crying loud and sparing not on a day-to-day basis to show the house of Jacob their transgression. Now, like I said, I am an ancestral child, and if you don't know what that means, stick around. You will see that the spirits are all over me, and they're just waiting to do something for Omi. They want to oblige me. Even the universe has been telling me, Omi, Omi, what can I do for you, Omi? How can I help you? I told the universe that there's some problem. I told the universe I need them to step in. That their Mother Nature itself is willing to open up her earth to serve me and mine and my family. The universe is who I have homage with and who I pay loyalty to as I greet them and summons the universe on a day-to-day basis. I'm telling you this so you won't make the mistake of plotting and scheming, sending this, calling here, checking that, and you won't make the mistake of wasting time on Omi. I will slip through your hands like grease. You cannot capture someone who you can't see. I will be a vapor in the air to you, and all I will leave behind is my fragrance. Do not make the mistake of messing with the emperor. Let me say that again. Do not make the mistake of trying to cause harm to the emperor. I need only to go into a deep sleep and fall into slumber and count breaths and think about the injustice that you might try to put upon me and watch my ancestors summons you and bring you before the crowd to be chastised and watch your household suffer for it. Is this a threat, Omi? No, it is a promise. I know the topic that I'm bringing is very detrimental. I know some people wouldn't even vow to even speak about it. And I know some people are trembling in fear for me to even be talking about it. But I am divinely protected. Therefore, I have a higher force that I must be in agreement with, and it doesn't include you. I have to be accountable to my higher self and not you, and I have to be obedient. I've been obedient and followed what the ancestors had to say. I fear no man and what they could possibly do, because they're going to have to come through my ancestors before they get to me. That's what I want the audience to know. So if you had any friends that was hating on Omi, and if you had anybody that was threatening to do harm to Omi, tell them, don't think about it. Don't think about it. Leave Omi alone. Let her keep crying loud and doing what the master told her to do. It might go well with you and your family. Now, that's all I had to tell you. That's all I had to tell you. Because I know what's in the hearts of men. And I know that if there be any good in me that I would bring forward, you would try to kill off the spirit. But not today, not in this hour, and not in this time. God has chosen me for this very hour and time. God has chosen me and along with others to do our bidding and to talk about a subject that is so near and dear to all African Americans, but they tremble in fear when they think about having their freedom. Well, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, our redemption is near. Our redemption is near. Freedom is at hand. And on this Friday, as we bring closure to the Black Laws today, I want you to come in with your pencils and papers, because I'm going to send you to the law libraries. I'm going to send you to pull case law. I'm going to send you to understand that those documents were put there so you can have access. You must understand the legal system. You must understand how to stand up and fight for your inalienable rights. You must understand that that Constitution was created for you, and you don't give up your rights to anyone. As we talk about the Black Laws today, I want you to be mindful of the fact that these were the laws that discriminated against African American, that put us in bad situation, caused grief on our household, and caused some family members to have gnashing of teeth, and some to go to their grave even in grief. But we can speak against those things. And our Heavenly Father in high places and all diasporas, but especially on our head, our Ori, we can talk about it and tell Ori about it. Ori is the one who will vindicate us. Ori is the one who will see to it that no more harm comes to us. But you've got to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Let's get ready to be a part of the solution here today as we call on faith to give us the ability to come back and talk to you every day, no matter how difficult it is. It is the power of faith that gives me the ability to stand firmly and say the things that I say, because I know I am in spirit and I cannot give over to flesh, because fear comes only because you have a lack of faith. Because my faith is strong. It casts out all fear. All fear has to be cast out. If you're not in love, you must be in fear. I'm in love today. And love is powerful. And it will subdue whatever comes against it. You ought to get on love's side today. You have to get on the side with love today and get on this caravan with Omi, because our faith is strong, because it's our ancestral song that's going to carry us. Watch and see what I tell you. Our ancestors will make us strong, and our faith will be unmatchable. Dreams Our faith is strong, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to ask our elders permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as I pour libation, I cleanse my face, and I wash my hands. I pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the south. I pour libations to the north. And I pour libations to the ground and say, Ashe, I pour water for my mother's side of the family and set a glass before her side of the family. I pour a glass of water for my father's side and set a glass representing my father's side of the family. I light a candle for my mother's side of the family and say Ashe. I light a candle for my father's side of the family and I say Ashe. I say, so be it, so let it be done. As you take out your ancestors list, remember to call their names. I call Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Clara Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. I call Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. I call Ludell James, Ashe. I call the name of Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Aunt Ruby, Ashe. Ruby Lee Bracken, Ashe. Clifford Bracken, Ashe. Isa Lily, Ashe. Nisha Lily, Ashe. Bessie Lily, Ashe. Elijah Day, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Ashe. I call the name of Tom Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Avery Day, Ashe. Emmanuel Day, Ashe. I call Michael Harvey, Ashe. I say, so be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for being a part of our segment of reparation. We'd like to thank you for risking your life to be a part of a movement that is destined to be successful. I can't say when the time will come, but will you be ready when the time does come to repair the damages that has been done to a race of people that has gone through the test of time? I say that to my white fellow friends, will you be ready to support and to aid, and will you back us in our efforts to properly receive what is destined to come to us? Will you smile upon us and assist us as you did in the civil rights movement to open doors? We say that all people are needed to assist in this journey. We thank you for the opportunity to bring forth a topic and a segment so strong as this. We thank you for your support, and we pray your strength, and we ask that your Ori will be pleased with you. And if you have any gratitude, give it to your Ori. You ought to thank your Ori for assisting you and giving you the consciousness to stay with this room, to be a part of it, to also be praying for the outcome. We thank you for the opportunity, Father, that you press forward evidence that shows that there is still slavery here in the 21st century. We thank you that you didn't hide the documents, that they were revealed to the archaeologists and to the researchers. We thank you that this information will go forward to prove that we need repair. We ask that all the African Americans that are out there today who have been damaged by the Middle Passage, who have been somewhat destroyed in their spirit, to keep hope alive. Lift your spirits up, ye old people, because we are winners, and we will see to the end that God will shine his light upon us. He will not let us go with unassisted. He will assist us in due time. Be patient, though the winds may come and the storms may come. I say stand, and though the winds blow upon you, remain standing. And in the end, I say stand. Stand, and when you've done all that you can do, remain standing. Thank you so very much, and we plead to those ancestors that they may allow us to sit up on their shoulders, and that they may protect us and vindicate us, and they may take the world for the warfare that's not carnal with the words of their mouth and the meditation of their heart, and that they may summon and speak to these people that are forbidding the transition to go forward, to break this curse that has held us for so long, to break the curse of economic strategies to take funds away, that they will equalize the wealth, and that it will be given to those who have been held poor for so long, and that it would also be given to those who have suffered much through the Middle Passage. Amayata is no different than the Sankofa. If we cried for Sankofa, we must cry for Mayafa as well. The tears that we shed, we must remember that the Jewish people that got the attention of the world, African Americans alike, to support them, they must now support us in our effort that we may close the gap and bring some closure to our life. We thank you for the opportunity to call on you in this time to help us repair our lives and our future. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take you right into the segment of the discussion. And due to the time limit, we're going to go right into the sanctuary. Be prepared to go into the sanctuary with me. Much, ladies and gentlemen, for going through that talking cure with me. As you know, it's very vital that we have talking cure sessions on a day-to-day basis. We're talking about reparation, legal codes and black codes and laws, and our speaker today had to postpone his presentation here today, but we're going to go on without him. And even if we don't have that lawyer to speak, we're going to bring somebody in to touch upon the topic in the near future. Once again, you do have your Omi here, and I'm here to present to you. I've been talking about the codes. What are these codes? And what are you talking about, Omi? Legal codes. And how do you find these codes? Spend some time in the peonage files and go read some of the peonage files. They have been taken off, I know, the shelf and been restricted, and a large amount of people are now reading the peonage code. If you are an avid reader, and if you care to read, because that's what this room is about, reading, you can read law cases. Go in and read some of the peonage files. These are letters written in the slave's own scribbly, illiterate way with other people crafting up their letters. These are letters crying and asking for help. The letters that were read on this website or the email indicated that these people were crying for help. Now, these are penis files. They're case laws. And how do you find out about the black law and black code? You got to start reading, ladies and gentlemen. And what do they mean exactly? We've been talking about them for a while now. These are laws that were impromptu created against the African who were in slavery. And they were put on them to keep them in slavery so they could put them in a chattel slavery and that they could also be sharecroppers for the rest of their life without being paid. As you know, we talked about those contracts that came through in the freedmen's contract where they signed off on contracts which held them bondage. And laws were created behind that to further in bondage them. Well, now you say that those laws are off the book, Omi, or are they still in existence? I never said, and I don't really know where those laws went to, but it's up to you to seek out to see which laws are still on the book that pertain to the amendments of 13, 14, and 15, and to see if they have any accountability today. And if they do, can they be challenged? Can they be brought to bear? And when you bring them to bear, is there anyone to sit down and communicate with you about the inadequacy of laws that impose on a people that has no ability to be a racist? Now, here lies what I want to talk about. So many people say, oh, but you're racist. You don't want integration. You're racist. And they talk to other people in that manner. It was discovered by several historians and lecturers that African Americans, and according to Francis Scott Wellesley and many others, it is impossible for an African American to be a racist. They don't have the authority to impose a sanction on anyone. And they don't have the ability to define a thing and impose that on a group of people and make them accept it as their own. They don't have that power. And they don't have the authority to take funds away from anyone. So they don't have the ability to be a racist. Now, a bigot, you say, is it the same thing as a racist? Now, what we're saying here today is that African Americans had no authority to be a racist to anyone after all of this racism was imposed upon them. During the Plessy case, where it says, see Plessy, I want you to go back and read the Plessy case. What did it have to do with the 13th Amendment? What did it have to do with the 14th Amendment? It was a prima facie case that was referred to for all of the issues that pertain to the 13th and 14th Amendment. You can pull up the Plessy case, and it's P-L-E-S-S-Y, and you will see that most of these cases were tried on the prima facie case of Plessy. Now, I'm going to give you that charge to go and look that case up to see what it actually means. Now, here's a group of law students who were fighting cases and using all kinds of case law, but Plessy was against them in their effort and struggle. Case law, black codes, were all imposed on the slaves. If those slaves were incarcerated under those situations, my question is, can the family members be entitled to any type of recourse if their loved ones were brought under charge under the black codes? You should find that out, ladies and gentlemen. The courts are open to you to utilize. You should find that out. You should also understand that what I'm saying today, I have a legal right to say, because I'm not exhausting any efforts of power, and I am not stirring up the people. I am merely saying that as African-American people, we must be informed. We must know how to access the legal system, the court system, and we must understand what laws are being brought against you and understanding how you can present yourself to do the research. Now, you research everything else you want to know. These are things that are very important, too. And I also want to alert you to the fact that sometimes when you don't know about laws, those are the ones that can hurt you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? And it's very important for you to understand that a little reading may cost you less time fighting things. So many African Americans now have still been locked away in chattel slavery, sharecropping for their masters, taking care of the land, and are still on that land right to this day. And there's some as late as 1980s has been reported. Does that mean that their ignorance of the law caused them to suffer? Yes. But ignorance of the law is no excuse. The Constitution was written for you to access. It was your best document to use. When the amendments were written that could not get pushed through, there were three white congressmen, and I can't recall their name. I talked about them earlier, who were very avid in pushing for these amendments because they had black mistresses and black children. They pushed for these laws to get through. So African Americans, I don't want you to think that all Caucasians are your enemies. There are some out there who were pushing for this amendment to go through. And there's still some out there today who are quietly kept in these rooms who want to help and assist us. They need to come forward and need to assist and aid us as we put together information about what happened to us in the Middle Passage and what happened to us in slavery. We need to bring closure to our life, as everyone needs to. We need to understand why and what happened. So as we do this, we're asking for help from people around the globe, and that includes the non-Melanite people as well. Whatever we do to correct society, we must include all people, not just African Americans. We must include all people, I repeat. Now, that is giving you a chance to see that OMI is not playing the race game again, but trying to resolve a universal problem that has affected and hurted all of us as a nation, every one of us, white, Gentiles, Jews included. Because injustice on one race of people is injustice on the whole universe. And as Dr. Martin Luther King would say, that we as a people have to get to the promised land, meaning that we have to get to a place in life that we can live and be just to all men and women. And the justice comes from our constitutional rights. It comes from our amendments that was written so beautifully for us. But you can't know what's there unless you pull the document and read it. You can't know what was in the minds of those men when they sit there and compile those documents. But Tahuti is our scribe. Tahuti brought about written language. And Tahuti is still with us now. Tahuti is the one who can decipher court cases and helping us to understand. But you say it's difficult to read a document or to read an interrogatory or a case law or a prima facie case. I say read to the best of your ability, as if you're reading, as if your life depend on it. And ask questions and ask for help. I don't care if it's not from the person that looks just like you. Ask for help. And don't impose any more racism by segregating yourself from somebody that could give you help of a different shade of color. This is not a race issue that I'm proposing here. We're trying to correct the race problem so that we could all have our share of land and somewhere to habitate without somebody wreaking havoc on another race of people. We can't continue to repeat what happened back in 1863, where people have been freed and they stayed locked in slavery from January 1863 to June of 1863. We can't continue this problem of wrecking havoc. We've got to find a way to solve and create solutions. We can create them together as a people, or we can continue to fight and struggle against each other, which will neither bring any of us closer to a better universe than if we help the other person. Those of you that are Caucasian in this room that frequent my room, I want you to get involved and talk to some of the other African Americans about their plight and what happened. And if there's any assistance you can offer, offer the assistance. You have friends here in this room. And friends don't continue to let other friends suffer. And under those conditions that we suffered, it was deplorable. And never again, I say, that we should suffer in that manner again. Never. And Caucasian, you should say in your heart, never again as well. Our ancestors have humbled themselves and have made public apologies and said never again were they subject human beings to being sold like cattle. They made it allowances and compensations by offering land. My question is, what will our United States of America do? Will they humble themselves to assist us now to put the pieces back together? Or will they further deny the whole incident ever exists? It is time for all of us to come to our senses. Our United States of America is up for grabs right now. Our United States of America is going down like a sunk ship. We must try to ravish what we can as a nation to bring our country back together with all races of people. We must do everything we can to continue to get the economic boosted up to function, to survive in the next 21st century. We must continue to tear down the walls like the walls of Berlin was torn down and the Germans decided to embrace all immigrants from all over the world and to bring them in as refugees. Have we fallen lower than refugees that we can't come together to help brothers and sisters that are all United States of Americans? Are we going to continue to divide ourselves within a nation? The question is on your back. Will you aid and give assistance to bring this thing to bear, to bring closure to the lives of African Americans about what happened to their ancestors during that middle passage? I'm leaving that on your shoulders today. I thank you so much for going with on me all the way for this month on this topic and being a part of helping me to bring this thing to bear. And on Monday, we will bring a closure to it, and hopefully at that point you can go in and you can look at some of the questions and you can answer them and you can have discussion and bring about discussion and clarity on where we're going from here on out. We like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we didn't kick it up too much today on Friday. We had to get a little bit serious today because the topic that we're talking on requires a serious consciousness. But I guarantee you we're going to get back to our Friday sessions where we whoop it up and dance it up. Once again, I like to say that there is no harm done to those out there who are of different race who might think that this is a division, we're coming against someone. No, we're not. We're trying to bring you together in a group so that if you want the west side of town, give us the east side of town, but give us our share. Equalize the wealth so that we all can live in peace. That's all Omi wants. I'm a peaceful woman. That's all I want. We don't want to wreak havoc on anyone or bring shame to anyone or desecrate any one people. It's time out for that. It would be stupid for us to repeat the same atrocity that was imposed upon us. We have to reach out with love. And as we reach out with love, when you see the way we love one another, you will know African Americans by the way we love one another. And it will cause you to gravitate to love. And more love will beget more love. And more love will beget more love. And therefore the universe will be pleased with us. And she will shine down her light on us. And then the oceans and the creeks and the rivers will be repaired. And then Mother Earth's trees will spring up with new ferns. And then we will can begin to pray to the universe. And the universe will hear us. And she will answer when we call. And the coyote will be the fox. And the fox will be the owl. And the owl will be us. And the rivers and streams will be our friends again. And the oceans will take us over the tides. And Mother Nature will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, and we will begin to harmonize together on this universe, not out in the atmosphere somewhere, but on this universe. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and I say have a great weekend, and I say oh double and baba booey to you, y'all. We see you on Monday, same time, same place. Have a great weekend.